Now some news from the world of sports, and some teams moved on from group play yesterday in the World Cup of Soccer, and even those that did not provided some great entertainment, including a 2-1 win by Saudi Arabia over Egypt, in which the Saudis scored in stoppage time in the 95th minute to gain the victory. The match included a save on a penalty kick by Egyptian keeper Essam El Hadary, who made history by becoming the oldest player ever to appear in a World Cup game at the age of 45. Egypt's star player Mo Salah scored a beautiful goal on a long lead pass with two deft touches to get the ball into the net. But despite his second goal of the tournament, Egypt fails to advance. The Saudis are also out. Uruguay dealt host nation Russia its first loss of the tournament with a 3-0 victory. They finish atop Group A, Uruguay does, to move on. The Russians are also into the knockout round as well, despite that loss. The most noticeable thing about this very 21st century World Cup is the introduction of video review, and that technology played a center stage role in the outcome of Morocco's 2-2 draw with Spain yesterday, a tie that ends Morocco's aspirations for moving on and gives Spain a more favorable contest into the elimination round. Now, Morocco was ahead 2-1 in the late stages, a result that would have been a huge upset if it had held. But a late substitution by Spain sent Iago Aspas onto the pitch, and he put in the equalizer in the 92nd minute. It was a goal that was at first immediately disqualified by the referee, who flagged Aspas for being offside behind the defense. But enter video review. And after an agonizing wait for fans on both sides of the stadium, the goal was re-awarded to Spain. So the game ends in a 2-2 draw. That means Morocco is out. Needless to say, the Moroccans had nothing good to say about video review, and in the not-so-long-ago old days, they would have scored the biggest win in their nation's history. So Spain will now face Russia in the elimination round, and while they would have been through even with a loss yesterday to Morocco, they would have had a much tougher opponent from a different group had they lost that game. If video review had its critics in that match, it really raised hackles in the thrilling 1-1 draw between Portugal and Iran, with two video reviews determining the outcome. Portugal led 1-0 on a gorgeous goal by Ricardo Carrasma near the end of the half, and in the second half, a review was called for again to see if a foul by Ronaldo was worthy of a red card, which would have sent him off the pitch. Instead, the referee decided the infraction of an arm to the face on a jump ball by Ronaldo was only worthy of a yellow card, so he stayed in the game. Ronaldo had been awarded a penalty kick earlier in the match, but he could not convert, as the Iranian keeper made a great save on the player that many considered to be the world's best. But while Iran was eliminated with the 1-1 draw, they did get a late equalizer that was based on video review, and that'll make things tougher for Portugal in the knockout round. A penalty kick was awarded late to Iran, reversing a referee's initial decision that there was no foul worthy of a penalty kick, and Iran converted to gain the draw. That means Portugal will now face Uruguay next up rather than runner-up Russia in the knockout round. Today's matches include France and Denmark, 1 and 2 atop their group. That's at 10 a.m., along with Australia against Peru, the bottom two in the group, with only pride to play for at this stage. Now, Argentina, a huge disappointment so far, despite having Lionel Messi on the squad, must win today against Nigeria to have any chance of moving forward. A draw will not get it done, and that is also the reality facing everyone's favorite underdogs, Iceland, who need to win against Croatia today to make it to the next stage. And that'll not be easy. Croatia is undefeated after two matches and atop its group. Moving to Major League Baseball now, and Jonathan Loaisiga took a no-hitter into the sixth inning for the Philadelphia Phillies yesterday against the high-powered New York Yankees offense, but a two-run home run by Aaron Judge in the eighth inning proved to be the difference in the Yankees' 4-2 win. Other highlight in this one was Yankee reliever Dellin Betances doing a Gary Sheffield impression when he was forced to come up to bat due to arcane National League rules that eschew the designated hitter. Sheffield is a former Yankee slugger who used to make a distinctive rapid back-and-forth wagging motion with his bat before taking his massive swings. And since Betances knew that his appearance at the plate was nothing more than a formality, he decided to have some fun with it and try that bat wag before striking out on three straight pitches. Yankees players were giggling in the dugout, and yes, it's all very cute, but enough already with pitchers hitting in the National League. Adopt the DH rule so there are not automatic outs in the majority of plate appearances every time a pitcher comes up. I know that's blasphemy to some. The Boston Red Sox were off yesterday. They welcomed the LA Angels to Fenway Park tonight. The New York Mets haven't won a lot this season, but their home woes have been especially disheartening. They've lost 14 of their last 15 at Citi Field in Queens, including last night's 6-4 loss to the Pittsburgh Pirates, who'd come into the game on a five-game losing skid of their own. Mets fell behind 5-0 in this one. To their credit, they made a comeback attempt. They made it 5-4 after a three-run homer by Wilmer Flores, but that's as close as they'd get. The Mets also made it tougher on themselves, committing two errors in the first three innings. Josh Bell and Gregory Polanco went yard for the Pirates. Randall Grichuk was playing just his third game for the Toronto Blue Jays. He did so in front of friends and family in Houston because he's a Texas native. He didn't disappoint either. He helped the team from Canada win 6-3 by hitting a two-run homer and making a game-saving catch when George Springer came up for Houston with two on and no out in the bottom of the ninth. He blasted what looked like a home run ball, but Grichuk reached over the short wall and he brought back the potential tying home run. Great game for him. Blue Jays win 6-3.